Welcome to this week's Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. Today we are talking with Executive Director Steve Taylor, and we're talking a little bit about elections coming up, the Missouri Beef Industry Council board elections, because the beef producers are represented on the board by their fellow beef producers. So Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about the elections that are coming up?
Well, I think the most frustrating thing for us is the fact that over the years, producers seem to not get the information that they do have input on who's going to be on our board and who's going to make decisions about spending their dollars. If they have never received a ballot in the mail in the past, they need to register at their nearest FSA or Farm Services Agency office before the 16th of July. It's a real simple process, and you only have to do it once. But we think it's really important for producers who are cattle owners here in the state of Missouri to participate in this process, because quite often we hear that people don't know anybody who's on the Beef Council, and they didn't know that they had a chance to decide who those folks were going to be, and they really do. So the first step is to register, and then later in the summer, about the middle of August, the Department of Agriculture, who manages the election for us, will be sending out ballots in the mail. And folks just need to mark those and send them back. And this year we have three seats that are available for elections. The state's divided up into four regions, and in this case, the Northeast, which we refer to as Region 2, the Southeast, Region 3, and the Southwest, Region 4, are those areas that are going to be choosing somebody to serve on the board of 13 beef producers who are actually make up the Beef Industry Council here in the state of Missouri. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize, that if somebody out there feels really strongly about being on the council themselves, or if they know somebody that they really want to promote, there's a petition process that the Department of Agriculture handles there, and those petition deadlines are the same as the deadlines for registration, July 16th. The bottom line really is that it's an open process. It's a process where producers decide who's going to serve on the council, and then those producers who are on my board are the ones who make decisions about how checkoff dollars are going to be spent.
Now, you said that you also can run for the office yourself or get someone else. Now, does that mean do you already have candidates for these positions in place?
There is a nominating process. The various groups in the state of Missouri, the Cattlemen's Association, MFA, Farm Bureau, folks like that, they have participated in the nominating committee process, and we have to have at least two names on the ballot for each region. So we do have those folks in the Northeast region, David Geyer from California, Missouri, Ricky James from Paris, and Matt Reynolds from Huntsville are on the ballot. In the Southeast Region 3, Jim Freeman from Salem and Bill Ransdahl from Waynesville. And then in the Southwest, Region 4, Jay Stahl from Lamar and Monty Wheeler from Bolivar. Those folks are already on the ballot, but there's room for more. If people really feel like it's their time to serve, they're certainly welcome to take part of that process.
Tell us again why this is so important for beef producers to take part in.
It's really just like the representative process where we choose our congressmen or we choose our school board members. It's just a way of being connected and being a part of the process.
Just a reminder for those beef producers in Missouri to have a voice in the process and how their beef checkoff dollars are spent. And I'm Cindy Zimmerman with this week's Missouri Beef Industry Council Report.